It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Over the weekend, Oconto County confirmed 9 cases of measles within its borders. Once a common childhood illness and then considered eliminated by vaccination, measles is a serious respiratory illness that causes rash and fever. States around the country have seen measles outbreaks this year. The cases in Oconto County are the first in Wisconsin in 2025. The state has a low rate of measles vaccination compared to most other states. According to the most recent data, there are over 1,300 confirmed cases of measles nationwide, already the highest annual number since the disease was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000. Kathleen Cooper of Rhinelander contracted measles at 6 years old. She shared some of her memories with us.
I had a high fever. My mother made me stay in a dark room because she said, like, bright lights while you have the measles could lead to blindness. And I was supposed to go to a birthday party that weekend. And I was sick, of course, couldn't go. And I remember all of the little girls at the birthday party came over to see me and came into my bedroom when I had the measles because their mother wanted to expose them so that they would get the measles and the mothers could get it over with. Because everybody, you know, got the childhood diseases in those days. So I had this big, you know, like all these kids in my bedroom, and they all caught the measles. And yeah, they used to call them measles parties.
3 deaths have been attributed to measles in the U.S. this year. The disease has an impact on the immune system, making people vulnerable to other infections. Now we turn to 2 health departments in northern Wisconsin to hear how local officials prepare for the potential spread of measles. Melissa Geach is health officer for the Iron County Health Department. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Tammy Boers is a health officer and director of the Forest County Health Department. Tammy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Tammy, let's start in Forest County. Now, we have a few confirmed cases of measles in the state, I think brought in by travel elsewhere. No widespread measles yet, of course. How do you prepare? How do you get ready for a potential spread in your communities?
So we do, each health department does have plans and policies in place to follow up on diseases. It's kind of similar to what we do every day with our follow-up on communicable diseases. And then we have been kind of amping up a little bit. We met yesterday with staff to just talk about possible what we're going to do if this happens in our county. And we have reached out to our healthcare providers, our schools, our Head Starts, our daycare providers, and just started having the conversations about if this happens, what's everyone's role. We also do have 2 tribes in our county that we also partner with and communicate with, and then really start doing outreach to the public on vaccination and the importance of that.
And Tammy, your Forest County shares some borders with Oconto County. Does that raise some extra red flags saying, hey, this is in our neighborhood?
It does, actually. I know that what we have heard is that it is, you know, a certain group of population based on travel that we're ill with Oconto. But with the school starting, we do want to prepare and make sure that children and parents are aware, or make sure that parents are aware that their child should be vaccinated for the MR. And we do have some Oconto residents that do live in the Wabino area and go to that school. So we are definitely trying to communicate and get information out to our school districts as well as to the public through Facebook, websites, press releases, things like that. So we really appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio today.
And Melissa, I last talked to you in March when measles was starting to spread in Texas and elsewhere. How have you been preparing over the course of this year as you're watching the news from other states and now from within Wisconsin?
Yes, well, it's always concerning when measles shows up so close. And we've done the same thing that Tammy does. We've met as a team and we've connected with our healthcare partners, our schools and daycares. We've trained for this. We have trained communicable disease investigation staff and with our close partners in infection control at hospitals. I think we're prepared for this if anything were to develop.
And Melissa, Iron County, as we talk about, is a rural area. What are some of the unique challenges that you and your colleagues in rural areas face when trying to watch for these diseases and react to them?
Well, just like in any case, measles has to be identified and diagnosed by a healthcare provider. So it's really important that if someone's having symptoms or they were at risk of being in contact with someone, is to connect with their healthcare provider. And healthcare providers are really the ones who report those illnesses to us. So that relationship is really important. In rural areas, we do have limited healthcare providers. People do have to travel quite far. We don't have a hospital in our area. So we connect with quite a few organizations, including in Ashland County, down in Vilas County, and north of the border over in Michigan.
We're talking about measles with two county health officials in northern Wisconsin after the first detection of the disease in Wisconsin this year amid a nationwide series of outbreaks. Tammy Boers is with us from Forest County, Melissa Geach from Iron County. Tammy, let's talk on a practical level. If you had that notice, okay, we have had a confirmed case of measles or cases of measles in our county, what does swinging into action look like? What do you do?
Well, it would definitely be all hands on deck. Similar to Melissa, we do have a small health department. Would be contacting the state. It would be reaching out to our healthcare providers. We do not have a hospital here either. So it would be making contacts to our local clinics and our tribal partners that do have clinics on site. And it would be getting information out there on how to stay safe, making sure that people are immunized if they are not up to date. And an important thing with measles is because it is so contagious that if people think they have symptoms, they should call their doctor or clinic and get guidance from them. Because it's contagious, we don't want people just to start showing up. And then we would start contact investigation of that person that was diagnosed to further stop the spread.
Yeah, and Melissa, what does that look like, trying to make sure that, okay, these people have had measles, we need to know who they've been in contact with, get the word out. What kind of things can we do once we have that infection to not keep spreading it?
Sure, those who are infectious should remain home and to prevent the spread. Much of our contact tracing includes contacting all those individuals who may have been in close contact. And with measles, since it's extremely contagious, we will even identify locations such as gas stations that they walked through or clinic rooms that they may have gone to, the grocery store, so that people can be aware that and watch for symptoms if they happen to be in that location while that infected person was there. We also do assess vaccination status. Vaccines are a preventable way to prevent measles, and so much of our contacts do have immunizations with measles, so they're likely not going to be infected. However, it's really important. This is a fast-paced process, and getting out the word is important.
And Tammy, a big part of the story here is we had measles basically down to zero in the United States with higher measles vaccination rates for a variety of reasons. People aren't getting as vaccinated as much, so there's a pool of people who are vulnerable. And of course, infants who are too young to get the vaccine are vulnerable themselves. What are you looking at when it comes to vaccination rates, Tammy, and how it makes us at risk of potential outbreaks?
So part of our process when we met yesterday was looking at our rates. And so far in Forest County, our rates for our schools are at 95% being vaccinated for measles. So we're good, especially when it comes to herd immunity. However, with that said, we still want to make sure that we're getting the message out to people that may not feel comfortable with getting their child immunized, how safe it is, and the importance, especially with measles, and like you said, with people that may have weak immune systems and infants that aren't able to have the vaccine, how important it is as a community to protect them. And when we did send out our message on Tuesday to our schools, we've already had people coming in to get their children up to date on vaccine. So our message so far is working, and hopefully, you know, everybody will get the word out and do what they can.
And Melissa, how about vaccination rates in Iron County?
I have not looked at recent vaccine rates. However, I do know that in the schools, we are in the 90s. The younger crowds entering school are at a lower level. And so it's really important that we're reaching those younger families and encouraging vaccines, since the vaccine is the single best prevention for measles.
And Melissa, when measles is in the news and we're seeing outbreaks in other states, do you get the sense that people's ears perk up? And if they'd been delaying on the vaccine, they're more prone to say, hey, maybe we should finally get this done?
I think so. I think we have to be willing to be there and listen to their what their thoughts are and answer their questions. I think many people are seeking reliable information to make good choices for their children. And just being here ready to ask their questions, yes, cases in Wisconsin will increase those questions among people who may have chosen to delay vaccines.
And Tammy, on a super practical note, if people are listening, what are the signs of measles they should be watching for themselves, their kids, where they say, yeah, I should make that call, report this, see if this could be measles?
So some of them are, it's kind of like a cold. So a fever, cough, runny nose, watery eyes, and then you get a red raised rash that typically develops from the head and then it goes down to the rest of the body.
And we'll leave it there. That's what to watch for. Tammy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Melissa, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Melissa Geach is health officer for the Iron County Health Department, and Tammy Boers is health officer and director of the Forest County Health Department. Been talking about the detection of measles in Wisconsin, the first reported cases in the state this year, as other states have dealt with outbreaks.